Today we are learning Chagiga Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So this Mishnah is going to explain the chiyuv of bringing Karban Chagiga on the Yom Tov is not really written anywhere in the Torah Shebichtav. If you open up the five books of Moses, the Chumash, and you look for the halacha that you have to bring Karban Chagiga, you will not find it. It was something, a halacha that was given to the Chachamim in Torah Shebal Peh. So once that's true, once we see the power of Torah Shebal Peh through the Karban Chagiga, so the Gemara is also going to discuss, the Mishnah is also going to discuss different types of halacha, some of which have very firm bases in Torah Shebichtav, and some of which don't really have very firm bases at all in Torah Shebichtav. Heter Nidarim, the din that a chacham or three regular people are able to be matir and neder, to undo someone's vows. Porchin ba'avir, they're like floating in the air. Ve'ein lehem al nashi yismochu. There's nothing in Torah Shebichtav that hints to us or that tells us that there's something called heter nedarim. It's something that was purely handed down through the Torah Shebal Peh from one generation to the next. Hilchos Shabbos, chagigos, umi'ilos, Hareim karar matulim b'sa'ara. Now, when it comes to the halachos of certain halachos of Shabbos and the halachos of a karban chagiga on Yantif, and halachos of mi'ila behegdish, of getting hana'a from that which belongs to hegdish, so they have some basis in chumash, but it's a little bit in chumash and a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. So they're like these giant mountains of Torah that are hanging by one little hair of Torah Shebichtav. Shein mikra mu'at, there's very little in terms of psukim about them. But v'alachos merubos, there's a lot of halachos that relate to these areas of halacha. And then you have a third category of halacha, hadinin, halachos of monetary law, v'ha'avodos, and the karbonos, the halachos of karbonos, hataharos, v'ataharos, the way to purify oneself when you become tamei, or when something becomes tamei, v'atumos, and how things become tamei, v'arayos, and those relationships that are forbidden, yesh lem al mashi yismochu, they have a lot to rely on in Torah Shebichtav. There are many, many, many psukim about them in Torah Shebichtav, v'hein hein gufei Torah, and these are the core of Torah. So main point number two on the page, I guess, but the first one for today, is that there are three types of halachos. There are those that are pareach ba'avir, that float in the air, that have nothing in Torah Shebichtav. Then B, there are those that are like mountains hanging on a single hair, a lot in Torah Shebal Peh, but very little in Torah Shebichtav. And then C, yesh al malismuch, there are those that have what to rely on, meaning have a lot in Torah Shebichtav. So we had mentioned that heter nedarim, the idea of being matir neder, floats in the air, doesn't have any pasuk to really connect it to. So we're going to quote a brisa that disagrees. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, yesh lam al nashi yismochu. Rabbi Elazar says, it's incorrect. Heter nedarim definitely does have something in Torah Shebichtav to rely on. Shenemar, because the Torah says when it talks about nedarim, it uses the term hafla'a, which sounds like some absolute statement. If a person takes a neder, they're making a strong absolute statement. So it says, ki yafli, and kiyafli shtei pa'amim. He used that lashon of kiyafli twice in two different places. So why does he use it twice? Achas hafla'a l'iser. One, to tell me that when a person takes a neder, he takes a vow, a promise, he makes something usher to him with a strong, direct statement. Va'achas hafla'a l'heter. And the other is to tell me that there's something called a heter nedarim, there's something called being matir neder, that a person is able to, by saying that he never realized what was going to be with his neder, he's able to undo his neder. If he was going to say, if he couldn't come up with a reason, then he never realized the ramifications of his neder. So that is one opinion of what heter nedarim is really based on. It's the words kiyafli, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll give you a second thing that heter nedarim might be based on. The Gemara is going to have five suggestions of what heter nedarim might be based on. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yeshal mal mashi yismochu shenamar, because the pasuk says about the generation that went through the midbar, asher nishbati biapi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore in his anger that they're not going to get a chelik in Olam Haba. Ba'api nishbati v'chazarti bi, that it's since he made this promise in anger, he backed out on it and he decided to give the Dor HaMidbar Olam Haba. So you see from here that if you have a Pesach for your neder, if you have some excuse as to why you took the neder, like I was just angry and that's why I said it, but I didn't really mean it, you can go back on that neder. Third possibility, Rabbi Yitzchak Chomer, Yeshem al Mashi Yismachu, Hetem Nedarim has what to rely on in Torah Shavu Ksav, Shenemar, because the Pasuk talks about by the donations that people made to the Mishkan, it says, Kol Nediv Libo, that whatever a person's heart, the generosity of a spirit brought him to do, he came and he brought to the Mishkan. So you see that if a person had a certain generosity of spirit at the time that he brought it, then he brought it. And if he regretted it later, they would be matir the neder, and they would say, it's okay, you don't have to have brought it. Fourth possibility, Hanani ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yeshlem al Mashi Yismachu, there is a pasuk that Heter Nedarim is based on, Shenamar, pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishbati va'akayema lishvor mishpatei tzidkecha. From the fact that David HaMelech says, I swore and I fulfilled, we see that if he wanted not to fulfill, he would have had that option. How can you swear and not fulfill? Simply by being matir neder. So you see, that's another possible source. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Iavai hasam amiluhu tidi adifu mitudchu. Rav Yehuda Shmuel says, you know, if I was part of this conversation where everyone was trying to come up with psukim that Heter Nedarim was based on, I would have said that I have the best idea that's better than all of them. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lo yachel devaro. It doesn't say that when you take a neder, you can't violate your neder. It says, lo yachel devaro, which makes it sound like, who ain't no mochel, avalacher mochel no, that he can't be mochel his own neder, but other people can be mochel, can forgive him the neder. So that's the concept of heter nedarim, that people are able to forgive a person's neder. Rava says there's a good question on all of these different sources to show that they're not really good sources for Heter Nedarim, except for the last one, for Shmuel, where there's no question on his source. If you're going to learn like Rabbi Eliezer learned from the word hafla'a ki yafli, maybe we need that pasuk of Kiafli to teach us what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. Did Tanya, because the Braisa tells us, if you have two people sitting around, and a guy passes in front of them, and one of the people sitting says, you know what, I be a Nazir if the guy that's coming in front of us is a Nazir. And the other guy says, I'll be a Nazir if the guy that's coming in front of us is not a Nazir. And then they find out, obviously one of them is correct, the guy that came in front of them either is a Nazir or is not a Nazir, still, neither party becomes a Nazir. Only the one who is correct becomes a Nazir. But Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon La'olam Einachem Mehem Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, neither of them become a Nazir, even though one of them said, one of them was right. One of them was right about the guy that was in front of them. Shalo Nitin Nazir Usal HaFla'a. Because in order to become a Nazir, you can't make a conditional statement. I'll be a Nazir if. If you want to be a Nazir, you have to say it with absolute certainty, with hafla'a, with certainty. So that's what we learn from Kiafli, not Heter Nedarim. We learn that halacha from Kiafli. And Imit Rabbi Yeshua, and if you want to learn from the pasuk of Asher Nishbati Bi'api, that God swore in his anger, Dilma Hachikamar, maybe the anger of God comes to teach us, Ba'api Nishbati V'lo Adar Nabi, that I swore my anger, and that's why I'm not going to back out on it. And even to Rabbi Yitzchak, and if you're going to learn the din of Heter Nedarim from Kol Nediv Libo, of the donations they brought to the Mishkan, well, Dilma La'afuki Midishmuel, maybe that's just teaching us to say not to hold like Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel holds Gamar Belibo. If a guy decides to make something usher to him through a neder or shvua, or to make something hegdish, Tzarech Sheyotzi B'Svasav, he has to enunciate it, he has to say it with his lips. And that's what we learn from Kol Nediv Libo, Va'akamashman. So we're coming to teach us. So what we'll learn is not to say, to assume that that's not correct. Va'akamashman, Kol Nediv Libo is teaching us to Aval Gav Delohotzi B'Svasav, that when it comes to Hegdish, if you want to give something to the Mishkan, you don't have to actually say it. Nediv Libo, it's in your heart. That's good enough. And Ibi the Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua, and if you're going to learn the din of Heter Nedarim from the pasuk of Nishpati Vakayema that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Dilma ki Rav Gidol Amarav, maybe that pasuk is teaching us what Rav Gidol Amarav taught. Damar Rav Gidol Amarav, minayin shenishban lekayim esa mitzvah. How do I know that it's appropriate to swear that you're going to do a mitzvah in order to motivate yourself to do the mitzvah? So shenemar Nishpati Vakayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. It's that pasuk that teaches it to us. El de Shmuel lasle pircha, but Shmuel's source for Heter Nedarim of lo yachel devaro, that there's no question on. That's a pretty ironclad source that we find that there is such a thing as Heter Nedarim being based in an actual pasuk. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Hainu Damri Yenshi, that's what people say all the time. Tavachado pilpolta charifta mimalitzani dekari. It's better to have one little seed of a hot pepper than a whole bucket full of gourds and melons, because that one little seed of a hot pepper will have more of an impact on your taste buds than all the big gourds and melons. Meaning the point is, here you have great Tanoim that are having a debate, and they all have opinions, and that one little Amora comes along, and his opinion is better than the opinions of all of these great Tanoim. So next main point is that the Gemara offers five sources for Heter Nedarim based in Chumash, four of them from Tanoim, but the one from the Amora Shmuel of Lo Yachel Devaro is greater than all the sources in the Tanoim. Good, says the Gemara further. We learned in the Mishnah that Hilchos Shabbos are like mountains that are hanging on a hair, because there are not very many psukim, but there are lots and lots of halachos. So says the Gemara, wait a second. The Gemara asks, how can the Mishnah, so why does the Mishnah say that in Hilchos Shabbos there's very little psukim? Michtav Ksivan, there are lots of los haseis in the Torah about Shmir Shabbos, and it's not so little in the Torah. Open up Chumash, you'll find a lot of stuff about Shabbos in the Chumash. How come the Mishnah says it's very little? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha. Now the Mishnah is not talking about Hilchos Shabbos in general. Ella look at the Rabbi Abba. Dam Rabbi Abba, chofer guma b'Shabbos, ein tzarich al lafara patra leh. It's coming to teach us the halacha called melacha shein tzricha legufa. That if you dig a hole on Shabbos and you only need the dirt, you don't need the hole, you're patur. It's not called that you violated the melacha of bona, because you didn't build for the sake of building, you built just for the sake of the dirt. So that kind of thing is not written in the Torah. The din of melacha shein tzricha legufa is not written in the Torah. Kiman, who's this going like? Rabbi Shimon, to Amar melacha shein tzricha legufa patur aleha. So this seems to be going only like Rabbi Shimon then. Our Mishnah, if it says that there's not much in the Torah about Hilchos Shabbos, and it's referring to the concept of melacha shein tzricha legufa, that you're patur melacha shein tzricha legufa, we must be assuming like Rabbi Shimon that you in fact are patur melacha shein tzricha legufa. Says Gemara, no, afilu tema l'Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Hasa misakein, over there you're fixing something, whereas hacha mekalkalhu, over here you're being destructive. Meaning, forget about the fact that it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. When you dig a hole and you only need the dirt, you're being destructive, and that's why you're going to be pater. So even Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks you're chayiv on a regular melacha shein tzricha legufa, will hold your pater when you dig a hole and you only need the dirt. So my kararin atulim besara, what does it mean when it says that it's like mountains hanging on a hair? Hanging on a hair makes it sound like there is something in the Torah about it. So what's in the Torah about it? Gemara answers, when you dig a hole and you only need the dirt, you're potter because melechas machasheves asra Torah. The Torah only forbids us from doing melacha that you intend to do. So when you dig a hole and you don't want to build, melechas machasheves lo ksiva. It doesn't say melechas machasheves in the Torah by Shabbos. It only says it by the melechas hamishkan, by building the mishkan. It's just from the fact that mishkan and Shabbos are put next to each other in the Torah, we learn that the only kinds of things you don't do on Shabbos are the things that you can't do in the mishkan. So that's the hair. That hair is the connection between Shabbos and mishkan. By mishkan, we know that all the work had to be done willfully and purposely and intentionally. So from there, we learn that the same is true by Shabbos. That's why it's considered a hair. It's considered like a major halacha that's hanging by a hair. So the last main point, which would be number one on Yiram Beis, is that the concept of melechas machshavis, of purposeful, thoughtful activity, melacha on Shabbos, is hanging by a hair because it's actually only written by the Mishkan. It actually only says it by the Mishkan, never actually says it in the Torah by Shabbos. That's why we consider it to be hanging by a hair. We'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time on the second line of Yiram Beis.